This is Mythical.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, Link?
I'm doing pretty good, Dad. It's always a pick-me-up to see you. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, I got through rolling with that 18-inch roller about 3 o'clock today, so I'm doing really good. For a little while, so.
What were you painting? The side of a barn? That's a big roller.
No, just all them big bedrooms in that big house I'm working on.
Okay. Still working on that big house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Still working on it. Yeah.
Taking it easy, getting some job security. They don't pay you by the hour, though.
No.
That's why you're using an 18-inch roller, so you can get the hell out of there. Paint on the wall.
Yeah, get it all going.
Well, we're recording this on a Friday, and it's, let's see, it's 2:45. It's almost 6 o'clock your time. I'm like, well, we're cutting into your weekend, you know?
The show's got to go on, whether it's my weekend or not. We got to get these dispatches out for Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Do you have any big plans after this?
I ain't told Nancy, but me and her went and bought some new dancing shoes today. We may go dancing tonight.
Oh, you got some fresh ones? You got to break them in.
Yeah, they're pretty soft when you buy them. They pretty much ready to go.
Are they special shagging shoes?
Yes, they are.
What makes them shagging shoes?
Because they got slick bottoms on them, so you can.
Oh. It's kind of like a bowling shoe?
Oh, no. No, these got leather bottoms on them and where you can move around and do all your steps in them.
There's a lot of sliding, a lot of shuffling.
That would be correct. Yep.
Is that why old people can shag? Because you don't have to actually lift your feet up any?
That's probably a good idea, Link. I ain't never thought of that, but yeah, there's a lot of old people that's doing it.
Right, right. Everybody, you're just like,
and we're one of them.
You're two of them. I know you're young and spry compared to some of them people because they're just out there just like shuffling their feet, like shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
No, some of them ain't just shuffling. Okay. They spinning around doing all kind of stuff.
So you're going to try to talk Nancy into that. Okay.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later. But I thought, you know, I got a surprise guest for us, and it is Nancy.
Oh,
and we're gonna bring her in because she's St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and she's got another booth down at St. Patrick's Day, and gonna be selling jewelry and all that stuff. So we're gonna bring Nancy right on in.
Okay, this is quite a surprise. And while Nancy comes in, I'll remind you, dear Myrtle Beast, that this show is now every single week again. So no need to have just a little mini dispatch to try to get you by. Now we're going to give you the real thing every week. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies every single week. Right, Dad?
I'm telling you, And don't this thing look a lot better, Myrtle Beach, with my wife sitting in here? We got some, got a good looking woman on this thing now.
Nana, you do look great.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to see you. I haven't actually seen your face since. I know that you guys, you know, you've been going through stuff with your mom passing away, and you know, so I know you know we love you, and that we were sending love your way. But it's good to see your smiling face. And how are you doing? How is everybody?
We're doing good. Have our moments of sadness, but we're doing good.
Okay.
Yeah. She's still going through some stuff, and when she does that, she has some things that brings back memories and just stuff like that. And I come in from working the other day. I don't know why I came home, and she was standing in the hallway, and I said, "What in the world's wrong with you?" And she said, "Well, I just been over here crying. I was going through mama's stuff." And so it was a good time for me to come home, give her a hug.
Well, good. That was good timing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with crying. I mean, that's a good thing, to have somebody you love so much that you know, you can let it out, right?
That's correct.
So Dad swooped in. He gave you some love. That's good.
He did.
I'll give you a virtual hug. How's that?
That's right.
And thank you so much for the beautiful flowers and the sherry berries.
Oh, that not a sponsor, beautiful. But yeah.
Yeah.
They should be a sponsor. We sent you some Sherry's berries.
They lasted every bit of about 8 minutes.
But Link, let me tell you a little story. Nancy, right after her mama passed away and we got back home, or sometime or another, she had to call the insurance people where they were taking money and stuff out of, said it wouldn't keep taking out of her account and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was an insurance for her eyes and her teeth.
Yeah, so you can tell him now, she talked to this lady, and then what happened, honey? She hung up.
She hung up, and about an hour later, she called me back and she said, I'm real curious, she said, after investigating your mom's account and then your name, she said, I did some investigating, and she said, your last name is Neal. Would you happen to be any kin to Link Neal? And I said, he's my stepson. And she said, and Charles is your husband. And I said, yes, he is. And so it was so neat. This lady was so sweet. She took care of mama's business and took care of everything for me that I didn't have to go through a whole bunch of people. And
oh, great.
It was real sweet. And so she's been texting me to see how I've been doing and asking how Charles is.
Uh-huh.
And she's coming sometime this summer to Myrtle Beach, and she's going to look us up and say hey.
You know, okay. Did you give her my number? Okay, good.
But she watches Dispatch from Myrtle Beach and your show. So that's why she kept looking. She said, I watch him. She told Nancy, she said, I watch Rhett and Link all the time, and I watch Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles and Link too. So that was the reason she called back, because she watched the show.
She did some investigating.
She said that every night that her and her husband and her children watch Rhett and Link every day.
And now
they get home after dinner.
And now her boss is also listening, and she's gonna get fired.
I hope not.
For doing this extracurricular investigation. No, that's great. That's great. Did we get things squared away with the she was more helpful, you said, because
she was really great. I think she'd have done it even though she didn't even know who we were. You know, she was
very kind,
and her customer service was excellent.
Okay.
So that's a plus for her job.
What's her first name?
Tara.
All right, we're going to give Kara a holler out there.
Tara
too. Tara. We'll give them both a holler.
Tara.
Out.
Yeah.
That's the second person that you've had customer service recognize you over customer service.
That's correct. Isn't that great?
It's not happened to me directly. I mean, one time I got pulled over by a cop, and then I don't remember what I did wrong because, you know, I've gotten pulled over quite a lot. But not since I came out here. It was when I was out here and the guy was like, listen, I know who you are. I'm a fan. I'm just going to let you go. This was years ago. I remember this, like at the beginning of GMM, I was telling the story. But yeah, that was like the most tangible perk I've had. We'll take what we can get.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly correct.
What do you think is the biggest perk that you've gotten from being the host of the weirdest podcast on the internet, Dad? Have you ever gotten moved to the front of a line? Or a better table at a restaurant?
No, it ain't got that good yet.
Yeah, we'll get you there. We'll get you there.
It'll get to that. Yeah, it's getting to that.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I go places and people recognize me, they say, well, we're going to look after you. They do that. Mm-hmm. It did happen at Outback when the waitress that was waiting on us recognized who we were. And boy, she looked after us and took care of us.
You got a blooming onion for free, maybe?
Well, no, we didn't get nothing for it. I didn't want her to get fired. Yeah, but, yeah. You know,
you're leaving a wake of people who get fired for helping you out.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. When I went snowboarding recently, Lando had to leave his boots in there when he rented ski boots, and the guy was a fan, and instead of having to rent a locker, he kept Lando's boots behind the counter.
So, oh.
I ain't going to turn down a good boot perk.
Oh, no.
You know?
That's right. Yeah.
So tell me about this booth. This is like a promo for your merch, Nancy.
Yes, I don't know what my booth number is yet or exactly where I'll be, but it'll be on Saturday, March the 16th.
Okay.
And there's a parade at that morning at 9 o'clock. And
morning
that
parade.
Is a wonderful parade.
Okay, that's mighty early for a parade. Okay, go ahead. I guess the Macy's Day Parade's early.
Oh, yeah.
And then after, then we can start selling our whatever our profession is.
Okay. Your profession is making jewelry, sometimes featuring animals, including, do you have anything you want to show? Some jaguars. I remember last year you had a jaguar.
Yeah. What? Not this year. That's some of my jewelry.
Oh, you went with a black and white theme.
Well, that's just one of the...
Wait a minute, let me get my fingers out
the
there for
you. The many things that I've made.
Okay.
And everything that's on in my booth is 99% of it's made by me. And then I do a lot of shells. This is a shell necklace with pearls in between it.
I like that.
And then this one here.
Now, did you collect those shells?
Red coral. No, I bought them.
Okay, all
and
right.
And this is red coral.
Okay.
It's kind of popular.
Did you skin dive for that coral?
No, I didn't.
So I'm quickly finding out where the 1% is. I'm just, you know, I just wanted to know where the 1% was.
That's something she bought and she didn't. She didn't make.
I didn't make it. I might bought it and redo it. Sometimes I go buy beads or jewelry in the stores at a discount and I tear them down and start all over, make them my way.
Okay, yeah, better.
And then this is coral.
Oh.
And this has an octopus on it.
Oh, octopus. Now, did you make that octopus?
No. Oh. That's the 1%. That's the 1%.
But you placed.
That's the 1%.
You placed the octopus on the necklace, and you made and you made the necklace match it. And
yes, I did.
Okay,
yes,
all right,
I did.
All right. How much does that octopus necklace go for? What's your price?
This one right here will be about $40.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I mean, because you're putting each one on there individually.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And this one too. This one here is 45, the red coral, because every one of those are put on by hand.
And if they mention dispatches from Myrtle Beach, maybe they get a photo.
They will get a discount.
A discount?
Yes.
Well, like one, what? Let me guess. 1%?
No, they get more than that.
All right, I'm not going.
No, we're gonna. No, I like your idea. I don't know if we're gonna give a discount. They're gonna get to take a picture with us.
Right. Yeah, they can have a choice, one or the other. I'm sure they'll choose the photo.
And this is some more coral with turquoise, a different type of turquoise.
I wish I could get away with wearing this stuff. You ever made anything that Dad could wear?
No.
Well, Jason Momoa can do it, you know.
And then this is a different kind of coral.
Okay.
I've got a lot of coral this year.
It's the year of coral. You've heard it here, folks.
That is correct. And here is some other type of pearls.
Oh, okay.
Well, they get the idea.
Yeah. It's not.
And
I'm not.
Other colors.
It's not all running together or anything. I like each piece individually. But yeah, we got to.
Oh. And I got some more colors here.
She's still going, Dad. What do we tell her?
And there's a different kind of shells.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm doing a lot of shells this year.
It's the year of the coral and year of the shells. It's like it's ocean themed.
Yep.
So come on down to Nancy Neal's booth and get yourself some coral, an octopus.
Yeah, come on down there so we don't have so much of this stuff at the house. And you can get a picture with me and Nancy for dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
There you go. Make a road trip of it.
And Link, I've been trying to figure out to help promote the show, and I was wondering if maybe we could get some business cards made with dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
Sure.
Well, you know something.
It's yeah. Okay, go for it. What, you're asking me to make them?
No, I'm just asking you if it's all right. I mean, Logan said she might could come up with some kind of thing.
Slogan?
To put on the cart. Yeah. And send it to me where I could have some made or something and give them out.
I love this idea. Now, it's got to be catchy. What's it going to say on it?
Well, we got to figure that out.
It's kind of, I mean, the shirt said, "Do you know who I am?" And then this could say, "Do you know who I am?" And then on the other side, it could say, "Now you do." And then boom, it's got all the information for the podcast. Dispatches from Myrtle Beach, wherever podcasts are found. That could work. But then we got to print on both sides of the card, and I don't know how many profits from Nancy's business we want to funnel into this.
Then that we ain't using none of Nancy's profits. This is for me.
All right,
you and dispatchers from Myrtle Beach.
All right, I'll fund this endeavor. But you.
But we'll work that out. We'll
see. Do you know who I am? Now you do.
Mm-hmm. We could pass them out at the St. Patty's Day.
Okay.
There's about 10,000 to 20,000 people that come through the downtown area.
I like that. How can we make it more personal? Get the inside scoop on everything that's happened in Myrtle Beach. Not that we ever talk about that, but by the time they listen, they'll forget that. I give you permission to use my face on it.
Okay.
If that helps. But only if it's also got your face on it.
Well, I had another idea that maybe me and you do like you and Rhett, and we could get together and make a t-shirt with my face on it and yours.
Okay, yeah, we can get together. So you want a new t-shirt with both of our faces?
Hey, you want
a business card, or do you want a t-shirt?
Yeah, you don't. If you don't ask, they can't tell you no or yes. So, you right. know, I learned that a long time ago.
So are those my options, no and yes, now that you've asked? Well,
yeah, that's your options. Yeah,
I like the idea of a shirt. Maybe. I like the idea of a shirt, but we got to get on these business cards quick before.
Yeah,
but yeah, you need something to hand out.
Yeah, I got an idea.
You can give it.
Oh, you got an idea.
Are y'all watching these crazy people on the podcast at Dispatches from North Myrtle Beach?
Are y'all watching these crazy people?
Uh-huh. Funny people, funny people.
Funny people, yeah, there we go. Funny people. Yeah.
These funny guys.
Knowledgeable. Funny
guys. Knowledgeable. Wonderful, handsome.
Yeah.
Father and son duo.
Maybe. Logan, are you writing this down?
Yep.
Okay. Are you recording this?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, all of those words, maybe we put all those words on it.
Perfect.
Knowledgeable, handsome, crazy, funny, father-son duo.
Handsome.
Handsome.
Got it.
You put handsome on that.
I don't know.
You can put handsome on there twice. We won't fight over who's handsome.
I'm talking about a business card. I ain't talking about a card this big.
Yeah, it's going to have some fine print on it.
I'm talking about a little two of whatever a business card is, not a 6x9.
Right.
But we'll see.
All right. I approve.
Okay.
Not that you needed it, but yeah, I'm for this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. This email's from Jeffrey, and it says, I have lived in Hawaii on the island of, I don't know, Oahu?
Yep.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, Oahu my whole life. I met someone very special to me about a year ago, and later the next year we got eloped.
Got eloped.
I got eloped. I reckon that means he got married.
Yeah.
That thing's I knew I wasn't only going to be a husband for the first time in my life, but a stepfather to a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. I love children, and they both are still learning to love me, and we plan to grow our family in the near future. But the scariest part that hasn't hit me is that I will be moving away from my home state and immediate family for the first time. For years, I've been telling myself I've been ready to leave my home in Hawaii to start my life and bigger purpose with my wife and our boys in North Carolina.
Oh.
I could use some life advice about my new adventure and starting off in a whole new state, or anything you feel you'd like to share to someone that is taking a leap to this new chapter in life. And I would love to know some things about North Carolina that would be neat for a Hawaiian grown man.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, a lot of people moving to North Carolina. Of course, you left, I left, but a lot of people moving there. It's a beautiful state. Now, it's beautiful in a different way than Hawaii, of course, but it does have its beauty. He didn't say what part of the state he's in, but what thoughts do you have?
Well, Jeffrey, I thought about this in a little bit, and it sounded like you love the water, and I think you maybe even surf some and do stuff. You got to learn how to do stuff when you live in Hawaii that you like the water anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you move somewhere like where Link and I used to live in the middle of the state, you're still not but about 2 hours from the beach. Of course, if you really like the beach and like the water, you could see if you could find a place that's close to the ocean and move there. And the water in North Carolina at the beaches, you're gonna get a surprise, because it's not gonna be that pretty blue water that you're looking at. It's gonna be a grayish tint, but in the summertime and in the fall, it's warm and you can get in it. Mm-hmm. So
I do miss that. And some places are definitely surfable, but not to a Hawaiian standard. So you got to say that.
Oh yeah, no, we ain't got no 20-foot waves. Unless there's a storm coming in or something, and you can get out there before a hurricane gets here, you might get some bigger waves. But
of course, he could go the other direction and go to the mountains in the same amount of time if he's in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean about living in North Carolina. You can be if you live in the center of the state, you can be in the mountains in like 3 to 4 hours, or you can be at the ocean in 2 to 3 hours. So you just do a little homework and see where you want to go. And I don't know what kind of work you do and what your trade is or what you do, but just see what you look up and see what you'd be interested in, where you can look after those 2 children and your new wife, and where y'all get started out on the right foot when you get to beautiful North Carolina, because it is beautiful. It's beautiful.
Now, there's a couple of things that come to mind for me just to orient somebody. And Dad, you can tell me what you think about this. The thicker the Southern accent, the stupider the person. True or false?
Well, it sounds like you're talking about me.
No, I'm not talking about anybody.
Don't be defensive. My accent's pretty thick, ain't it?
Yes. So, true or false? People?
No. People that have an accent like I do are not dumb. And
necessarily.
Here you go. But
right,
Jeffrey, you're going to have to learn. Hey, you're coming to a whole new dialect, but it's still English. And you're going to have, when you get here, a lot of people you talk to, you're going to have to really pay attention to what they're saying, because you may not understand what's coming out of their mouth. You say, what the hell did he say?
Right. And it's not that we're, the funny thing is, it's not that it's said fast. It's said slow. It's said as slowly as you've heard anybody talk about anything, yet you still may not be able to understand it, depending on who you run across. So yeah. don't be afraid to say, hey, listen, I'm from Oahu, and I don't understand you. It even rhymes.
That's,
no offense, and I don't think you're dumb for that reason. Don't think that they're dumb. You know, some of the smartest people I ever met have thick Southern accents. Wouldn't you say, Dad? You met some.
Well,
have you met some really smart people with Southern accents?
You and Rhett used to have a pretty good accent till y'all moved, and I think y'all, you know, right on up on the top, being really smart.
Well, thank you,
guys. So,
I wasn't talking about Rhett, that's for sure, and wasn't talking about myself either. The other thing is, you got to know that barbecue is meat; it's not a verb, and it varies depending on where you go in the state. And you can go on quite an excursion to find different types of barbecue in different parts of the state of North Carolina, and that's something you can do with your stepchildren. So you just know that that's very important to us. Also, don't forget about the Wolf Pack. Everybody's talking about Carolina and Duke.
And if you move close to the coast, Link's talking about barbecue, but you can get some really good seafood down there too. So you're not going to miss out on that either.
Yeah, learn to love Bojangles. Learn to love Cookout.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
You'll do good. I think you'll do fine.
It ain't Hawaii, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, Link, I reckon we're going to have to wrap this up. It was fun having you all here with us today, and we'll be back next week for another one. Next week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to click those follow and subscribe buttons wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Got a question, comment, or story that you'd like to share with me? Email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. Y'all have a great rest of the week, and we can't wait to spin your world around again next week. So love you, Link, and I'll see you in about a week.
Love you too, Dad. Sounds good.